You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. The time between the winter solstice and Imbolc is a transitional phase. And it's a phase that invites each and every one of us to pause and reflect before taking the next right step. It's the season where the world seems to hold its breath, balanced between the deep stillness of winter and the first whispers of spring. The days are cold, they're often grey and rainy, and though there is a promise that the light is slowly returning, it's really not evident or strong enough yet, not warm enough yet, to change the landscape in any obvious way. This time isn't about an arrival, it's about preparing for what lies ahead, even as we remain held in the grip of winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. At the winter solstice, December 21st or thereabouts, we reach the longest night of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. It's as if the Earth herself pauses, giving herself the chance to stop and take stock of where she is before making her entrance into the new seasons ahead. And there's something profound about this long winter darkness, something that invites every one of us to pause and look inward. It's a series of moments to reflect, to honour the journey we've been on, and to rest in the knowledge that all things move in cycles, and the journey moves along with those cycles, and new cycles will be arriving soon enough. So the solstice becomes a turning point, though it's a really subtle one. Many people are unaware of the significance of the day. It passes them with such subtlety that if you didn't know its meaning, you might let slip this day. It would move past you without a thought to the massive pivot that's actually taking place. You see, the solstice quietly opens the pathway to new possibilities. The long nights begin to shorten and the daylight hours begin to lengthen. Yet the change is so gradual, so subtle, it's almost imperceptible unless you're looking for it. But those of us who do celebrate the solstice, we know what it means and we trust the transition that is going to be happening. The return of the light, though it may be slow, we know it's coming, and that profound light carries with it a quiet assurance that even after the darkest of nights, the bright new dawns will always follow. Take a moment, become aware of your breath. You breathe in and out, in and out again. The phase between solstice and Imbolc probably lasts about 5 or 6 weeks, really. The phase between solstice and Imbolc, it feels like the pause that's between those two breaths. So the out-breath is gone, and then for just a moment, there's a fleeting stillness before we take in that fresh new air and the cycle begins again. And that pause between two breaths is a moment of stillness that holds so much possibility. It's not yet time to rush forward. It's a space of suspended animation. It's not moving. Yet knowing it's also no longer a time to remain where we are. It's the in-between.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So we're now between the winter solstice and Imbolc. It's that breathing space where we make use of the pause long enough to honestly reflect on the past seasons of our lives and begin to think about what we want to carry forward into the future seasons we're moving towards. There are about 6 weeks, as I said, between the winter solstice and Imbolc. Really don't rush to fill that space with anything. Instead, take your time. Don't hurry the honest reflection that needs to be thought through. It's that reflection, you see, upon the past season, coupled with the new choices that you wish to introduce, that will navigate you towards the happiness you seek in your lives once the light returns. The famous proverb, "The darkest hour is just before the dawn," feels deeply resonant with this time. It reminds us that even when it feels like we're still in the depths of winter, the light is growing stronger and renewal, therefore, is on its way. Even though that renewal hasn't fully arrived yet, faithfully knowing it will come provides that hopeful pause between the breaths. As the year comes to a close, any year, I always find myself reflecting on the months and seasons of the year that has passed. It's something many of us do, looking back to consider what it was we loved and what brought us joy and perhaps what didn't resonate as much as we thought it might. I think about the experiences that made me feel truly alive and connected. Those moments that filled me with a sense of purpose or just a very simple happiness or contentedness. And I let myself linger on those memories. I savour them and I choose to carry them forward as a source of light and inspiration into whatever I am choosing to navigate towards in the new season. What did you love about last year? What stands out as the best of it? I think it's really natural if somebody asks you that question that your mind immediately jumps to the things that you'd hoped for but perhaps didn't manage to experience, didn't really get to do in the way you wanted. I do that as well. I think it's really natural that we all do. But for me, I think this time of reflection is really, though there is no room for reproach, there's no room to introduce that disappointment, not in this reflection. This isn't about a sense of failure or overcoming feelings that you could have let yourself down. Instead, this reflection is about unfulfilled hopes and dreams that are still in progress and waiting to be birthed. This phase is about dreams that were birthed and were everything we could hope that they were, and we wish to carry them forward. Altogether, those unbirths and waiting to be birthed dreams, those ones that you're going to be carrying forward into the next season, they're a little bit like flower seeds that are planted in the ground but that haven't yet germinated. And for whatever reason, the seeds haven't had the right conditions to grow perhaps yet, But that doesn't mean to say they're lost or they will never appear. They're just waiting, still full of potential, for the time to be right. So there will be dreams that you've experienced. There will be things that you achieved in previous phases. And there will be things that you did not. Don't give up if you haven't achieved those dreams yet. Just like those little flower seeds, I think there is still opportunity for them to arrive. I think this way of looking back over the seasons is really gentle. It's a way of being compassionate and kind. It's not about judgment or labelling the year's unmet dreams as missed opportunities or it was a failure. I don't say years are bad or cruel or hard. I don't say I'm glad that year's over. I don't say either that the years are perfect, that they're legendary or that they're standout, or I never want the year to go. For me, this is very much about seeking balance in the memory of the year, sifting through memories, taking stock of what truly mattered to me. You know, those experiences and connections which were, like treasures in amongst everything else. And making sure that once I have stock of those things, that I carry them forward, whether they are realised yet or not. And for those items that are not yet manifest, it is about recognising what is still in a state of becoming and what is also in a state of making itself available. Holding space for those little seeds of yours to grow for when the conditions are right is a really important part of this particular phase.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Solstice and Imbolc. I have one purpose and only one purpose in mind. And that's to take an honest inventory of where I am and form a mental picture of only where I wish to go next. Not where I've been, but only where I wish to go next. I am responding to a call from the future rather than reacting to something that I have experienced in the past when I do this. I navigate my years, and what I want to do at the moment is have an inventory of where I am so that I can know where I wish to navigate to next. So in these weeks, I make little notes. I've got a notebook and I jot things down and I create a list and I call it my hope list. And usually I would put the year next to it so that I knew which year the hope list relates to. I don't ever make resolutions. I never do anything to try and change myself. Instead, I just, in my hope list, I list all the things I've done before that I'd love to do again, and then I add the things that I wanted to do, to achieve or to experience or learn, that hasn't happened yet. The yets are the flower seeds that I don't give up on. I know I've planted the desire for them, and they will come if I continue to make space in my garden. That's why they end up on my hope list. It's about imagining everything I want to invite into my life in this fresh new phase. Things that bring me joy and connection and meaning. This hope list, as I call it, it feels perfectly suited to this phase of the year between solstice and Imbolc. I sit in the pause between those breaths, and I allow myself to think and feel and reflect without rushing to action. This pause is not about immediate action. It's anything but. It's about planting seeds of desire and trusting they'll grow and fully blossom when the time is right, if you pay attention to them and give them conditions to flourish in. Because this time between solstice and Imbolc is also about connection, I like to share my hope list with the people I love. I'll say to them, here you go, these are the things, this is my hope list, these are the things I'm looking forward to doing this year. Take a look through the list and I'll be doing these things, and if you like the sound of any of them, I'd love for you to join me. It's an open invitation, you see, a way of weaving my hopes into the fabric of the most treasured relationships that I have. Usually, when people see my list, there are excited shouts of, oh, I'd love to do that with you, you know. But even if no one joined me, that's okay. I still get to do them. It's about inspiring myself and then inviting others to be inspired along with me. Now, some people have been so moved after I shared my list that they created their own, and then they invited me to look through the list and see if there was anything that I would like to join them with. I mean, would you consider doing this? Give it a go. I think it's far more fun and in many ways a lot more productive than New Year's resolutions. Oh, and if you do, can I just give you one little word of advice? These are your dreams and your desires on your hope list. If others want to join you, but then start reshaping your dream into something else, please don't compromise too much. If your dream is changed into somebody else's dream, it doesn't stay yours. Do you know what I mean? The weeks between solstice and Imbolc are a time of glorious reflection. They aren't without the challenges though. January especially can feel long and heavy. So what better way than to use it for dreaming and planting seeds of things that you hope will happen, that they will germinate and flower and flow into your life. In January, the excitement of all of the holidays certainly has faded, and all those shiny decorations are packed away and the cheerful tunes are silenced for another year. And we can be left feeling a bit wintry, cold, endless, lost, dark. But that kind of restlessness that you have, which is, well, what do I do now? That's the moment. That restlessness is your invitation. It's an invitation to slow down, power down, to listen. Listen to that whispering voice inside of you. Trust the cycle that you are in. Don't push away the opportunity that this winter darkness is giving you. It's an opportunity to sit with yourself and hear truthfully what your inner voice is whispering to you. Grab a piece of paper and a pen. Make yourself a hope list. The proverb, "The darkest hour is just before the dawn," offers special comfort, I think, during these January moments. It reminds us that growth and change are often invisible at first, but they can and do come. Just as seeds lie dormant beneath the soil, our own dreams and aspirations are quietly forming. The light is coming, even if we can't feel its full warmth and see it shining yet. There will be the dawn. That's it for another show. I'm so glad you joined me here for the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio this week. I present the Future Self Energetic Show every week on UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you again soon. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy fields, you can only up-level. Focus then on improving the quality of your energy field all the time, whenever you can, because it does have the potential to positively change everything. You can find out more about me, my Future Self Energetics Therapy, and my courses at my website, www.themasterenergist.com. And while you're there, check out the link to my private members area on Patreon. You've asked me to create a space where I can share exclusive content with my community, sharing energetics information, updates and insights, all within the private membership community. And this is information that I won't share anywhere else. And I'd love to invite you to join my community. The link is on www.themasterenergist.com. I look forward to seeing you there. And of course, connecting with you again for my next Future Self Energetics show here on UK Health Radio as well. I'll really look forward to it. Always thinking about you. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.